Welcome, everybody, back to the Nick Mullins Fan Hour. I mean, Sandy and the Blowfish. Joined again by Eric, Dave, the Blowfish, and I'm just going to give the floor to our resident Las Vegas Raiders fan, Eric Keener.
Okay. There's something that's been bugging me the last 2 days. So, for those of you who don't know, the Las Vegas Raiders got their first win in Arrowhead since 2012. I was 13 years old the last time they beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. And I'm really excited to hear what everyone's got to say on ESPN and, you know, Fox Sports and all those networks, what they got to say about the game.
The big boys.
What do I hear, though? What do I hear when I tune in? The Chiefs played bad. Their defense stinks. They relied too much on Pat Mahomes. How about we give the Raiders some credit? Let me give you some stats.
We got numbers.
So, I'm not going to tell you which team this is.
Okay.
413 yards. They scored 32 points. They had one turnover, and they got one turnover. So, the ratio was 1-1. That sound like a bad game?
No, sounds like a very good game.
No, sounds fine.
That's the Chiefs.
Yeah, sounds good.
The Chiefs played well. They played well. Pat Mahomes played well. The Raiders just played better. We're a good team. We got the 7th-ranked offense, and our defense played overperformed, and I think we deserve some credit. And I'm gonna give them the credit
right now.
Right
you
now,
do it.
They're getting the credit. They got it from me.
Speak directly to your Las Vegas Raiders.
Don't listen to these big networks. I'm 100% in on this team. This is the most in on this team I've been since 2016 when they broke my heart.
R.I.P. Derek.
But this, like, Derek Carr is playing his best football. Gruden's offense is explosive. Henry Ruggs is so fast. And I'm excited. And, I mean, the Chiefs didn't play bad. They just didn't play. The Raiders just played better. That's what I got to say.
Snaps.
Yeah, I've got nothing
I have
to
no
add
response
to that.
To that. I mean, we watched the game together, me and Eric, and I would completely agree. It's not like it was a bad game by Pat Mahomes. It was, I mean, I guess you could say it was average by his greatness that he's kind of shown over the last few years. But I would say that they just got outplayed. And I wouldn't say that either team had, I wouldn't say Kansas City had a bad game by any means.
I mean, you could say they had a bad game given that they didn't win.
Yes.
But they didn't have a bad game in terms of the product they brought on the field.
Okay, well, moving on from that, we played a little bit of a guessing game. I would also like to play a guessing game.
Okay.
We're going to start with a guessing game between two quarterbacks. So, guess who this quarterback is. 1,188 passing yards, 6 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and a 53.1 quarterback ranking. Who do you think that quarterback is?
Tom Brady.
Dave?
I think that's too many interceptions for Tom. I think interceptions, I think it... 9 makes it sound like it's Carson Wentz.
It is Carson Wentz.
I thought he had more yards.
No.
9 interceptions, I think, is what tipped me.
9
He likes throwing the ball to the other team.
He's been doing it quite a lot. All right. And then, second quarterback, 1,195 yards, 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 73.9 quarterback ranking.
Quarterback rating or QBR? Or
QBR.
QBR.
How many touchdowns?
9 touchdowns.
Is it Baker Mayfield?
Ooh, that's a good guess. It's not Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield doesn't have that many touchdowns.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Teddy, because I don't think he has 9.
Teddy has, 1,400 yards. I was looking at the quarterback yards this
year. What got me on that is completion percentage.
No, this is quarterback rating. Completion percentage.
Quarterback rating is 73. Okay. I'm going to go with Herbert.
Dave, you're on fire. It's Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
And I would like to start my point by saying I'm going to throw out a hot take. Because watching the game yesterday, I think Justin Herbert is going to be a great quarterback for the next Chargers head coach, whoever that is. And I think for the next 10 years, I would rather have Justin Herbert over Lamar Jackson. I think he has all the physical tools that you want in an NFL quarterback. I don't have to worry about will he be healthy all the time. I mean, obviously injuries can happen, but much more likely to happen to Lamar over the course of a career. And just watching him, he just seems like the total package of a quarterback that you'd want.
Yeah, he's got the tools. I just don't think Anthony Lynn is the guy. I think they fall into like the standard Charger trope, which is, oh wow, look at all the talent, look, they can do it, and then they blow every game. I think they need to make a change. I think they did a great job getting Herbert. I think they have a good offense. I think they have a good defense. I just think they need to make a change with the coaching staff to kind of fit Herbert.
Coaching's the only thing in Herbert's way right now. I think he's easily Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, already. Yeah, he's going to be the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, totally.
Love him, Herbert.
Do you think it's coaching or just the curse of the Chargers that they're always doomed to lose these one possession games and these weird games? Well, because it's before Lynn got there that they've been doing this for the entire existence of this franchise.
Yeah.
As a Raiders fan, I'm supposed to not like the Chargers, but I really just don't like the Chiefs and the Broncos. I root for the Chargers. They're kind of like the little brother you want to see do well but never does. He like trips over himself and like, cries a little bit, and you help him up. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's up.
I think they'll find some sort of offensive-minded coach, and they can hire some defensive veteran because they have they have talent on both sides of the football. They just kind of need to rein it in. So I mean,
there's something
ideally
up with...
they would have if I could see Herbert with like Bruce Arians. I know he's not going anywhere in Tampa. That kid's got a cannon. He could run that offense.
It's oddly, I think it's something with conditioning. Because, like, watching that game, like, Joey Bosa has to sit out after the third and in the third and fourth quarter, Joey Bosa has to sit out plays because he's tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why is he tired? It's you got to play. Like, when he's on the field, the Chargers are much better.
Are they using him, like, in every down DN, or are they trying to do that, like, cheesy old vet specialty pass rush situation?
Well, now it's not like packages.
But now
not conditioned.
But now offenses are passing on every down. Like you don't know when they're not passing. So, I mean, you got to play them every play.
I agree. I think Nick Bosa is too good to just leave on the bench.
So speaking of that Chargers Saints game from Monday Night Football, do you guys think that New Orleans would be better off if their quarterback was Jameis Winston over Drew Brees? Because Drew Brees, while they were able to pull that game off in the end, they should not have won that game. They should be 2-3 right now. Do you think that the Saints should legitimately change in quarterbacks, or do you think that they just kind of have to ride it out with Drew at this point?
Well, watching that game last night, a lot of big plays, they took Drew out and put Taysom Hill in.
Right.
The fancy gadget play.
And, I mean, honestly, I can't say I would rather have Jameis Winston over Drew Brees, just because Jameis Winston's going to throw 3 picks in a game.
I think the issue watching the Saints is they did have the quarterback, and they just let him walk. I think if they had Teddy Bridgewater still on the bench, then this is more of a touching issue of do we let Teddy take the reins from Drew right now?
They still don't have Michael Thomas because he's punching people on the sidelines.
But I think... The whole thing with Drew is, look, he can spread the ball. He's just not making the throws. I think
he's lost a step.
Yeah, I don't think Jameis
the arm strength
is
definitely not there. Okay, so I went ahead and I made a list, and these are all the quarterbacks, I would replace with Jameis Winston if I was in charge.
Okay, these are all starters.
So these are all NFL starting quarterbacks that I would rather have Jameis Winston.
How many are there? Just so I can get like my head around it before you start listing them.
15.
15?
Jesus.
You have him as a... Okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Philip Rivers, whoever's starting in Denver, Gardner Minshew, Andy Dalton, Daniel Jones, Kyle Allen, Nick Foles, Kirk Cousins, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, and 2020 Carson Wentz. Any disagreements?
The only one that I have like a big issue with is I don't think it's fair to say Fitzpatrick because he's serving the 1 year role.
Yeah,
that is true.
I would rank Jameis in the same, like, if this was a tiered cake, he'd be on the same tier as Andy, Ryan. Like, they're solid.
See, I think
could
that
could be franchised with the right system quarterbacks.
You get
the one I do agree
with
that's
Jameis
big that is probably Phillip Rivers, because he's not going to play. He's not going to finish that contract in Indianapolis.
I don't understand
no
why they.
Way.
I don't understand
Brissett's
why.
Going to play, like, he's going to start before the season ends.
If you're the Colts and you're like, wow, we have this great team. We have this great roster. We built, like, we built from the lines out.
Good coaching.
We have great coaching. Do you know who's going to put us over the line? Phillip Rivers and his 11 kids. Like, that's not.
No.
That's not it. Like, they're a great team.
I thought they were going to do a better job going after somebody. I mean, I thought the Andy Dalton. Quarterback or teams looking at Andy Dalton was going to be so much bigger than it ended up being.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that he didn't get any starting offers anywhere. Because, I mean, I know it kind of fell apart there in Cincinnati at the end, but I felt like he still could have been like the Fitzpatrick type role or even somebody behind like.
He did lead the team to the playoffs like 3 years.
I know he did for many years.
He was the bright spot on that offense. I mean, you say it's A.J. Green, but they have never had a really good offensive line. Running presence has always been pretty bad. It's pretty much been on Andy Dalton to will that team. And then when they didn't have enough pieces for him to, like, keep willing it, they just kind of threw him to the curb.
No, I completely agree. I thought that he would be a good somebody that you could have start for a year or even have behind and be, like, kind of like the coordinator on the bench type.
But,
almost.
Like, with Indianapolis, is they put him in there, and then he either wins the job and goes, wow, we have something in Indianapolis, or go, eh, no harm, no foul, we'll just draft somebody.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Dallas is very thankful that they have Andy Dalton right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it all worked out in the end. Poor Dak. That was just absolutely gruesome injury.
Yeah.
It was the worst cramp I've ever seen in my life.
I'm rooting for him. He took a big risk taking the franchise tag and walking away from whatever was offered. Nobody knows the exact numbers.
Okay,
hopefully
but
Dallas takes care of him.
You had to think through the first four games that he was playing his way into a $50 million contract.
Oh, I mean,
though.
He was leading the league in passing yards. I mean, he was playing out of his mind.
It was just on a team that wasn't.
I mean, they weren't
producing.
Winning every game, but he was playing well.
But that was
you can't put the woes of Dallas on Dak's shoulders for the first.
Not for this. Not for these first four games. You can argue the last couple seasons, but not for these four.
I think there's an argument for the last couple seasons, but not this year.
Okay, we have a lot of NBA that we want to talk about, so we're gonna go jump right into game picks now. So let's start it off with Denver at New England, 1 p.m. Who you guys got? I mean, is this even really a question?
New
I don't
England.
Think Denver. Yeah, Denver doesn't have a quarterback. If it is, it's going to be a third string random person.
Even if Cam it doesn't play, I think New England still wins.
I think they definitely outscheme them.
Stidham will get it done.
Next game is Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee plays tonight, so it's going to be a very short week for them.
Still, I have Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll take the Titans.
Give me Houston because Tennessee has not played for a long time. I think that they're going to come out looking flat tonight and give me the narrative around Romeo Crennel. Give me that old man.
I don't know. They let the Jags hang around.
Yeah.
And the Jags were trying to give them the win.
I think Henry's just going to run the rock, and that's going to be enough.
I wish we could have seen them play this week before I made the decision, but I think that they're going to lose their next two. That is my medium take.
So you have Buffalo tonight?
Yeah, I have Buffalo tonight.
Yeah.
I just think Buffalo is a better team. Okay, next game is the surprising 4-1 Cleveland Browns at the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh's got a bye week. I think they'll beat them. I think they'll beat the Browns. They always beat the Browns, it feels like.
Yeah, I think the Cleveland's looked really good against bad defenses and has looked really bad against somewhat good defenses.
They lost Chubb.
Pittsburgh
right?
has a pretty good defense.
Yes, they lost Chubb, but Kareem Hunt has been looking good the last few weeks.
He has, but he also had Chubb with him.
No, Chubb wasn't playing last week either.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh.
Yeah, give me Pittsburgh too. Cleveland tends to play good against bad teams, and I think they struggle against good teams. So I will take Pittsburgh as well. After that is Baltimore at the dismal looking Philadelphia Eagles.
Baltimore.
I think the Eagles have to prove it before they have any
confidence. NFC East is wide open.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Speaking of another powerhouse NFC East matchup, we have the Washington sports team going against the New York football Giants at home.
Give me the Giants. Congratulations to Alex Smith for coming back and playing. I was terrified every snap he took. I was terrified.
And he'll win comeback player of the year. He's also going to win this game.
Oh,
you think he's going to win?
The Washington football team.
Is Chase Young back yet? Almost back yet?
I don't even think it matters. They still got Montez Sweat.
They do have Sweat.
Dude, their D-line looks really good.
I also liked Daniel Jones did look good at the...
For the Cowboys, against the Cowboys.
Yeah, he did. But I think the Cowboys defense can make anybody look good. But I'm going to go with football team. I think Washington has a good defense, and I think it's going to be Kyle Allen starting. I don't think that they're going to give it to Alex Smith. But give me Kyle Allen and the Fighting Sports team. All right, after that, it's the Atlanta Falcons at the Vikings.
The Vikings should have taken the points yesterday, or Sunday, but they played well against Seattle. I think they'll beat the Falcons pretty easily.
Yeah, I think Minnesota wins and takes Atlanta to 0-6? What are they, 0-6? They would be 0-6?
Yeah, they'd be 0-6.
Yeah, I don't think Minnesota is as bad a team as their record shows.
They've played a lot of good teams this year.
I think that this is a good get-right game, even if Dalvin Cook is going to be out for the next few weeks. I still think that their backup, Madison, I think he's a very good running back, too.
He's fast.
So I think Minnesota, especially at home, are going to be able to get the job done. After that is Detroit at Jacksonville.
Detroit just had a bye, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm picking Detroit.
Yeah, I'll take Detroit. I think Matt Stafford is going to pick apart that defense.
Yeah. I like any team off a bye. You get 2 weeks to plan for just one team.
Stafford. I think that's what goes into it the most.
No, I like Matt Stafford a lot here. I mean, it's in Jacksonville, and teams normally travel. Teams traveling to Florida normally have a hard time, especially when, like, they're in. I'm sure it's getting cold up in Detroit, and it's still nice and 70, 80 degrees down there. But, you know what, give me the Lions. I think the Lions are also a better team than their record shows.
If they just had their bye week, they could have came this week.
Maybe.
Get adjusted.
Yeah, it's very possible. After that, it's the Fighting Joe Burrows at the Indianapolis Colts.
Colts win. They'll sack Joe Burrow 150 times.
Yeah, I'll take Phillip Rivers and those Colty boys.
Yeah, I think it's Phillip Rivers. I'm not sure.
He loves winning, Phillip Rivers.
I'm not sure how much Phillip Rivers it's going to be or how much of that defense is just going to absolutely dominate, but I think that there's no way Joe Mixon's going to be able to get anything going, and I think that there's just going to be dominations on both sides of the ball. They're going to be able to stop the run well, and I think they're going to be able to run it down Cincinnati's throats. Up next, sneaky game of the week is Chicago going to Carolina.
This is my game of the week.
Yeah.
This is your team's head-to-head. Let it be known that the Raiders are undefeated against both of your teams in the last two seasons. But I have Carolina winning. I think Teddy Two Gloves is playing really well. Matt Rhule's got a good offense. And I don't know if Nick Foles played bad against Tampa. It was a sloppy win.
Yeah, I'm also taking the man of many gloves. Yeah. I think he is going to dink and dunk his way to another win.
I agree. I think it's going to be Carolina. I didn't see anything showing any type of consistency out of the Chicago offense, and Carolina's proved that they can put up points and that they're not missing Christian McCaffrey as much as thought they would.
Mike Davis has had the most broken tackles in his span of being in the league. He's a good runner. He was on the Bears there for a minute.
Yeah, he was. He was surely something.
I think the Bears will be able to run the ball. I think the Bears run the ball and don't ask Nick Foles to do too much. I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah,
I agree. I think it's going to be a good game as well. After that, it is the New York football Jets at the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins coming off a big win against San Francisco last week.
Yeah, Miami's going to beat the Jets. The Jets suck.
Yeah, I'll take Miami. They've looked surprisingly okay on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
I will continue my stance that the Jets should be relegated. I don't know where to, maybe to the SEC, but they do not deserve to play NFL football this year, so give me Miami. Next game, another very good game, hopefully. It's going to be Green Bay traveling to Tampa.
I don't know. I don't think this one's going to be that good. This is a tough break for Tampa Bay, but I think they're going to lose again. I think Green Bay is going to steamroll them, and Tom is going to be very frustrated. He's going to forget what down it is again.
What a silly
yeah,
boy.
I think Green Bay wins. I don't. My thing is the wins that Tampa gets, they're not like inspiring. It's not like I see they're blowing teams out. Or I mean, Brady had that 5-touchdown game, but other than that, has he done too much?
I don't think they barely beat
Carolina in our first real football game.
Tom doesn't gel well.
They came back Tampa. Against the Chargers, but other than that, I would agree they haven't been very impressive so far.
I'm not
this
inspired
year.
By them.
I think Green Bay is one of the top two teams in the NFC. So I will take Green Bay as well. In the late night NBC game, it's the Los Angeles Chargers traveling to San Francisco.
Is it the Chargers or the Rams?
It's the Chargers. Or is that the Rams? Oh, it's
the Rams.
I'm sorry. It looked like the Chargers logo.
I think the Rams will beat them. San Francisco's too injured. I think they need to throw the season.
Yeah, San Francisco is just done.
Yeah.
I think they are technically the football team now that they've lost
yes,
to Philadelphia.
They lost to Philadelphia.
So
they are technically the San Francisco football team.
But, yeah, I think they lose again. I think the Rams beat them.
Yeah, I think San Francisco on defense is just too torn up. In your fantasy league, start all of your Rams and start that defense, too, because Jimmy G looked rough. And
I think he's still injured.
I think he's still injured, too.
Do we want to do the Nick Mullen
Can we
spot?
Do the Nick Mullen spot real quick?
Let's go ahead and do it.
Why? Nick Mullens is a very good NFL quarterback, and I do not believe that they had any right to put in C.J. Beathard. Who the...
All right, Nick Mullens didn't play great in that game.
Okay, but they didn't even give him a chance.
No, it's true. You gave him 1 week.
They give him 1 week in a game that they won.
Yeah.
And then they bench him. What is wrong?
I don't know.
Maybe Shanahan's just going quick trigger because he got rid of Garoppolo pretty quick too.
I think he is. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see Nick Mullens sometimes this week. Nick Mullens, personally, I'm speaking to you right now. You still have the support of this podcast.
100%.
He does no wrong. If Nick Mullens plays, I think it's close, but they're not going to put him in enough time for him to win this game.
No, I think that Nick Mullens will mount a 40-point comeback and they'll lose by one.
If Nick Mullens plays this game, anything can happen.
Oh, if you put the mole man in.
If you put him in.
Dreams can come true. So I will say, give me the Rams unless Nick Mullens
Small
plays.
Small caveat, if Nick Mullens plays...
Then give the MVP award to Nick Mullens.
The Super Bowl
tonight.
Hopes are alive.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to have two Monday night football games.
Right.
Due to COVID scheduling mishaps. So the early NFL or the early Monday night game is Kansas City at Buffalo, which is, I think, the game of the week.
This one's a big one. I think this is a possible playoff matchup, possible AFC champ matchup. I like the Buffalo Bills are hot. Kansas City's look weak. I mean, weak. They still play well.
Yeah.
I think Josh Allen goes in there and he outthrows Pat Mahomes.
Wow.
I think the Raiders showed kind of like what you need to do with Mahomes, especially with their O-line, is you can't let him just sit there and be comfortable. He'll make all the throws. Even when he's outside of the pocket, he still makes a ridiculous amount of throws. I think the Bills have a really good pass rush, and they have a really good defense.
The Bills can rush four, which is what you need to do. You need to rush four and have man back.
I think Josh Allen is going to really cement people, like, because people are kind of talking about him. I think this is really the moment where they go, okay, we need to take Josh Allen seriously.
I think if Buffalo wins this game, I think Josh Allen is your MVP favorite.
I think it's still Russell Wilson. He's got the narrative on his side.
Maybe.
That's Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Give me Kansas City. I don't think it's likely that they lose two straight. I think they're too good of a team, too well coached. I think they're going to come out strong. And also, Buffalo is, I mean, I guess they're on a, they only have like one day less of, to prepare since they're playing Tuesday night to Monday night. So,
yeah,
I'll still take Kansas City. I think
it's at home, though. It's in Buffalo.
Yes, it is at Buffalo. Final game, ESPN Monday Night Football, is Arizona traveling to the Dallas Broken Ankles.
Give me Arizona. I think they got back on track against the who did they play this week?
Arizona. It's a great question. Week. They won.
They won.
Yeah.
Who did they
yeah.
play? I know they had 30.
Oh, was it the Jets?
Oh, yeah. They got their confidence.
Yeah, they
back.
Won 30-10 against the Jets.
They got
the
their
Jets.
Swagger back against yeah. the Jets. I think they go beat Dallas.
I think it's Arizona, but I'm not in the support of Arizona long term as maybe I was once.
Yeah.
I agree. I think Dallas's defense is too bad that they're not going to be able to stop, but I think Dallas still has a very good chance to win the NFC East. I would probably still pick them as NFC East champs, but I do think that they're going to lose this game.
Well, I think you just need 5 wins to be NFC East champs.
I really do. I think it's going to take 5 wins.
Like, 5 wins was it.
5 would be pretty big, because when Carolina won the NFC South with a losing record, it took 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even get 8-8. So if it was 5, that would be pretty big.
I mean, it would take Carson Wentz turning it around and the Eagles, like, making it somewhat competitive, but... I don't see any way Dallas or Washington win more than 4.
I think if Carson Wentz just listens to what Doug Peterson says, maybe they'll play better. But
and he stops throwing interceptions.
And he stops throwing interceptions.
And they get Matt Ryan.
Hey, man. Matt Ryan will listen to Doug Peterson.
T.I. wants Matty Ice out of Atlanta.
Yeah. I mean,
if T.I. says it, you know
Atlanta's done with
right now, Atlanta's, they're like, look, Trevor Lawrence is there.
Bro, give him Julio, give him Calvin, give him Gurley. Who knows?
Let's trade Matt Ryan and let's get that first pick.
Okay, so that is all of the NFL games.
Yep.
Any further NFL hot takes you guys wish to discuss, or do you guys want to transition over to the NBA?
No, I think still sitting pretty on Tom throwing the most interceptions of his career this season. I think that's still looking.
That's still
good.
Looking pretty good.
Who do you have any? So MVP, we said MVP earlier. I like to think through 5 games, I've got a good read on all the teams. Mm-hmm. What's your MVP team so far? MVP so far.
My MVP right now, I think it's Russell Wilson. I think he's having the best year of his career.
I think mine's Russ, and then slowly followed by Rodgers. My thing with Rodgers is I think he has that like being a really good quarterback effect. I think Logan would liken that to like. The sort of thing where like LeBron James shouldn't win the MVP or doesn't win the MVP every year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just playing well. He's a great quarterback. This is kind of what we expect.
Right. Also, I feel like if they keep winning, I think Big Ben has sneaky MVP because that team is doing real.
Horse?
I think he's a dark horse because he's been playing really well and his team is doing maybe comeback player of the year is most likely.
I mean, I don't see how Cam Newton's not comeback.
Well,
I think it's Alex Smith just for taking the field.
True.
God,
I mean, it's hard to argue
me.
Against losing, like almost losing your leg.
Yeah, he shouldn't. He should have never gone out there.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I'm
that
glad that he did it. Like, I'm glad he did it for himself. But like, geez.
Never again. Oh my gosh.
Aaron
never
Donald
again.
Jumped on his back and like the second.
Why would
snap.
You do that, Aaron?
I know.
I saw
Aaron
that
just
like,
so
that's
mean.
A big
tackle
man.
Him. He's gonna take a sack. Like he's gonna take a sack regardless. He's not getting hurt again.
They should have done like a. Just a deep, deep shotgun, so he could never get touched.
Yeah, he's 15 yards.
Like
back.
Almost a punt.
Yeah,
you're have the long snapper
you're
out
basically
there.
Throwing every pass behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just handoffs, and screens.
Okay, so let's move to the NBA now. Quick question: first of all, did this finals count?
Contrary to Mark Jackson's beliefs, this finals did count. They all, every team who participated had to go to the bubble under the same circumstances. There was no advantage to any other team. I mean, this was all real. These all,
yeah,
these
the,
all
the only team that got the advantage was the Magic.
Yeah.
Because they didn't
and
have to go there.
It didn't help them. The finals counted.
I mean, they still had to live on the bubble campus. It's not like they were.
It would have been different if they just got rid of a team. If, like, halfway through they're like, oh, yeah, the Mavericks just aren't in the final or aren't in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they're
like,
just not allowed. Because then there'd be, like, the discussion of what do you mean? No, all the teams that were supposed to be in the playoffs were in the playoffs. The playoffs were played. The finals.
Congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers. The team that was supposed to win won.
Get dunked on Mark Jackson. They counted.
Yep.
Mark Jackson is the anti-Nick Mullins.
Congratulations to Dwight Howard. Finally won a title in Orlando.
Vaccinate your kids, Dwight Howard.
Please.
He finally won a title in Orlando.
Maybe he will now. Maybe it was like, I won't vaccinate my kids until I win an NBA Finals.
Okay. Early preseason before free agency. Favorites for next season.
I mean, I think the top two teams are still the Bucks and Lakers. I think they're still your favorites. If this NBA were the same, that's what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, NBA is the same. I think those are the top two teams.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Nets are too new for them to be like seriously
and
considered.
And we haven't seen KD play yet since his injury.
I'm more worried about Kyrie.
I had five Nets. 4 Golden State, 3 Clippers, 2 Bucks, 1 Lakers.
Yeah.
That's my top 5. I think that's a fairly reasonable.
Yeah, I think that's right up there.
Okay.
Now it's Logan's favorite time of year, NBA free agency.
Oh, I love me some NBA free agency.
If you like a bad team, this is
what you live for. My heart isn't broken yet.
Not yet.
There's only a world of possibility.
Oh,
if you're a fan of a bad team, this is your time.
This is the time when hope is built.
Yeah.
Okay. So, with free agency coming up, we have a few games that we'd like to play.
Yes.
The first one is, where do we think these top targets will land next year? So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 free agents, and we're going to talk about where we think that they're going to go and why. Or stay. They could stay where they are right now. So first one, Anthony Davis. Do we think he's going to stay a Los Angeles Laker, or do you think he's got his chip and he's ready to fly?
I think that he will stay with the Lakers until LeBron's contract is over. I don't see how he can leave now. The amount of internet hate he would receive if he left right now would be insane.
Yeah, but, I mean, KD, I don't think he leaves until LeBron leaves because, I mean...
I don't think he wins another championship without LeBron.
But what's Bron's contract? It's like, how many more years?
He's got like 2 more.
Yeah,
it was a 4-year contract.
Sign a 3-year deal with a 2-year player option or whatever it is, so you are done when LeBron's done.
Yep.
And then you take it from there.
Also, rest in peace, Bronny.
Rest in peace, Bronny.
Yeah, he is not... Yeah. No, Bron's probably still, like, happy about the finals. It's when he comes down that's when Bronny's in trouble.
I think he's home now. Home. So, like, Bronny better be...
But he's probably like, Dad, you played so good. You did that. It's probably not too bad yet. I think he's still on the championship high. But I think AD stays with
championship
LA.
High?
Yeah.
Bronny's been...
Yeah, I think
Bronny's
it's
also on that championship high.
I think it's LA. I think they spent way too much they probably had an agreement in place.
You don't think AD goes home?
You know, I think he'll go home kind of like Gareth Bale going back to Tottenham. I think it's going to be when he's played his entire career for the great team and then he comes back home.
It's a Dwayne Wade season?
It's a little Premier League action for all you guys. Yeah, it's the Dwayne Wade comes back when he's ready to retire.
Yeah.
All right, second player. Chris Paul, CP3.
CP3. I have CP3, and this is kind of just me hoping, getting traded to Milwaukee.
Dave,
I think
also have Chris Paul being traded to Milwaukee.
Also have Chris Paul being traded to Milwaukee. I think they said that they want to go into the cap space. It's a lot of money, but they have the picks. They have the cap.
I think a Milwaukee Bucks team with CP, Giannis, and Chris Middleton wins a championship.
I think that's what they need if they want
to
go over the top.
I think if they're going to stay true and say we're going to the cap space for this, I mean, their picks are whatever. And
they'll have to get rid of Bledsoe and probably some other players.
They can move a young piece. They can get Chris Paul. If they're truly trying to surround Giannis, they give him Chris Paul and we have a fun season.
Yeah, I think that would be really fun. So the next player we have is Buddy Hield, who signed a contract extension last summer, but common opinion is he looks like, I mean, he started riding the bench. He looks like he is out of Sacramento. Where do you guys see him going?
This was difficult. I don't really know what to do with Buddy. I have two options here just because. The Lakers, because, you know, they need three-point shooting. And Golden State, so that the next Steph Curry can play with the real Steph Curry.
Yeah, I thought a team that needs shooting is going to be the one that gets him. So I went with the Sixers.
I also went with the Sixers. I think
that you give him a good coach in Doc Rivers and go, hey, man, what we want you to do here is the thing you're good at. Just shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Be a perimeter guy.
I think he would be a great Doc Rivers player. Doc Rivers treats the stars well. I think that he would fit really well, and they need shooters more than just about anybody. Up next, we have DeMar DeRozan.
Kyle Lowry's going to really like when DeMar comes home.
You have him coming home?
He's coming back to Toronto, baby.
I love it.
He never wanted to leave, and now he's got a choice.
That's my thing with DeMar DeRozan, because I was looking at teams and thinking, where does he fit? And then I just looked how much his player option is. It's $27 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's leaving this season. I think he plays for the player option, and if they choose to move him later, they might explore that. But $27 million, DeRozan's not going to get that sort of money. I think he takes the $27.
I don't think he's going to get that kind of money anywhere, but I think he wants the years. I think he's going to be able to still get around $15 to $20 million in probably three more years on his contract. And I also said Toronto. I think the narrative works well. I think that that's a championship caliber team if they add a DeMar DeRozan. Not championship caliber, but I think that they could at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean, they'll stay where they are, second best team in the East.
Yeah.
Record-wise.
Yeah.
I think that he would be the perfect superstar type player to fill the hole that was left by Kawhi.
It'll take pressure off Pascal so he can focus on developing instead of forcing bad shots.
Yeah. Okay, and then the final, Brandon Ingram.
I also didn't know really what to do with Brandon. I figured he'd just go for money, so I had him going to the Knicks because the Knicks will pay him a lot.
So what I think Brandon Ingram wants is he wants the money, he wants to be the face, and he wants to go somewhere that they're going to be able to bring talent around. So he's coming home. He's coming to Charlotte.
Wow, you think he's going to Charlotte?
He comes in.
Okay.
We're about to lose contracts with Cody Zeller, Nick Batum, all these other guys. We're freeing up a ton of money. So we get him in this season. We'll have enough for a max next year, and we have the third overall pick. He comes home, he's the face, he's the guy, and we'll surround him with more talent instantly than we ever did with Kemba Walker.
No, I completely agree. That is a very good opinion. I also said the New York Knickerbockers.
The New York Knickerbockers.
I think pairing him with Randall, former Lakers teammate Julius Randle, I think that would be good. And I think New York needs a superstar, and I don't know if he'd be willing to go, but I think that could actually be a legitimate Knicks playoff team with those two there.
If he went to New York, do they trade up to get LaMelo, or did they just take their lumps at seven or wherever they are?
They should probably try to trade that pick, and because I personally don't love anybody in this draft. If I'm anywhere in the top 10, I'm looking to trade back to anybody who wants that pick if I can get any type of equivalent value in a current player, in a sure thing.
And the Knicks, the Knicks got RJ. The Knicks have... That center, Mitchell Robinson's good.
Yeah, he's good.
They got Julius Randle and...
Frankie Smokes.
Yeah.
I think he's on the move.
Yeah, probably.
I saw that you forgot one key player, Logue.
Who's that?
The free agent. Austin Rivers?
Austin Rivers.
76ers. He's going to go play for daddy.
Does he go play for dad?
Because that was my whole thing. Is Eric and I were talking about this the other night. Is he's a free agent. Does he go back home? Because his time in Houston, he kind of badmouthed his dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the field of everyone but the Sixers. I think it goes back to Houston, but I don't think it's back.
It's weird because the Sixers could probably use him. Like, he can handle and shoot.
Oh, yeah, he'd be great there.
And, you know, I mean, we don't have to get into this. I'm of the opinion the Sixers needed to move on from either Ben Simmons or Joel. Pick one and build.
Well, yeah. I am so glad that you brought that up, Eric, because we have a segment coming up right now.
Segway.
What a segue. Completely unintentional. So congratulations, Dave, Eric. You are now the general manager of the 76ers. You are the GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. You sit down, it's your first day on the job, and you have a lot of missed phone calls.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go, you check your voicemail. Missed phone call number one. It's from Bob Myers. It's the Golden State Warriors calling. Yeah. The Golden State Warriors are going to offer you the second pick this year, two unprotected first-round picks, and Andrew Wiggins. And all you have to do is give up aging and hurting and out-of-shape Joel Embiid.
Wait, are Eric and I both the general manager, or are we the general managers individually?
You guys can be co-general managers if that makes you feel better.
The Blowfish are
the Blowfish are general managers.
This is, okay. This is a fun segment.
Okay.
Blowfish manage.
Okay, let the Blowfish manage.
So that's the Warriors' offer.
Yes.
The second pick, two unprotected, and Wiggins for Joel.
Yes.
Okay.
So initial thoughts on that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean,
I'm not gonna marry it right now. I gotta hear what else is up, but I like it.
Yeah, no, I could see its value.
Okay. Next up, ring. It's the Milwaukee Bucks calling.
Okay.
You know, here in Milwaukee, we don't think Giannis is gonna re-sign here. So we are gonna give you guys the first opportunity to try to win over Giannis. And all you have to do is trade Giannis for Joel, straight up. 1 year left on Giannis's contract.
I don't like that one as much. It's not because I'm a Bucks fan. It's because I don't know if Giannis stays.
Exactly. That's the key. That's the catch.
I don't know.
Are we allowed to like show him the town?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You have a year to try to win over Giannis.
Yeah, but I mean, Philly's just got a bell with a crack in it. And
I've never
the people are
been
nice.
To Philadelphia, so I'm not going to be a great GM in terms of the town.
I mean, I've
we
been
can go to
Philly.
Rocky statue.
Like,
I think
that's cool. We can give him a cheesesteak, but like the fans are mean. It's not the same as Milwaukee. Like,
all right. Or do we have to? So, I mean, I'm guessing at the end of the scenario, we can just say we're going to stick with our guns, or we can take one of these trades.
Yeah, you could say whatever you'd like.
Okay.
You're allowed. Or you could just, like, choose your favorite.
What other messages are on our phone?
Yeah, who else is calling?
Ring, ring. It's Michael Jordan from Charlotte.
Oh, man. The GOAT.
You know, we spent a lot of money. It turns out Terry Rozier is just as competitive as me, and I absolutely hate him.
Yep.
I thought we'd get along. We don't. So I'll give you Terry Rozier, Devontae Graham, the number 3 pick, our first round pick next year, and then a pick swap for Ben Simmons.
All right, so Devontae, Terry, third overall pick. Pick swap, first round pick next year.
And then the first round pick after top 3 protected.
Uh-huh. Okay. For Ben Simmons?
For Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Any initial thoughts on that? You get the shooters that you need.
Yeah.
You get another point guard that you can put in there, Terry Rozier. He's intense. He loves the game of basketball. And then you get the opportunity to go for an elite player now. And then also, you don't know how good Charlotte's going to be in the future. Top 3 protected pick, but that has a chance of being a top 10 pick next year.
My initial thoughts is in terms of money. Terry Rozier, I mean, I think his 3 years, $18 million.
Yeah.
So he's getting a good chunk of money. Devontae Graham is a second round pick.
Yeah, he's still on his rookie contract.
He's worth no money. He's $0. Third pick, you never know. The interesting part I think is first next year and a pick swap. I think that's where I'm thinking could be, because I mean, even if you don't want to use that pick.
Yeah.
You can move that pick
that's gonna
next
be worth
year
something.
If they're bad. So I'm interested in old Mikey Jordan.
Yeah. I like that one better than the Bucks.
The honest one. Yeah.
Okay. So, final phone call.
Oh, man, another
day
one?
At the office.
It's your first day. People heard you were coming. They're jumping on the opportunity.
Is this our cell phone or is this the office phone?
This is the office phone.
Okay, good.
So our receptionist didn't take these?
No, she failed.
Brian, our receptionist is a man.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, it's Pat Riley. Oh. Did you watch the finals? We were crazy. Yeah. A lot of people playing, showing their true potential out there. So here's the deal. We want Ben Simmons. And we'll sign and trade Dragic, we'll trade you Robinson, and Kendrick Nunn, and we'll give you a pick swap.
Oh, I mean, you want to put Ben Simmons on the same team as Jimmy Butler again? Go ahead. If you want some heat in Miami.
You know, I think Pat Riley in this situation is thinking that it was Joel Embiid that was causing the problems. Ben Simmons wants to win. Joel Embiid doesn't.
I think I agree with you on that, but I don't know if it was just. I think Ben Simmons was part of the issue in Philly too. But.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. So that's Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, Goran Dragic,
and a side-in trade and a pick swap.
And a pick swap for Ben Simmons.
For Ben Simmons. So using your current love and hate for either Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and all the trade offers. Talk me through your mental. What would you guys like to do in this situation?
Right, so
Blowfish
DM.
We'd
be sitting in the Blowfish boardroom.
Sitting in our boardroom.
I think immediately I am not going to accept Milwaukee or Miami's.
Yeah, I don't like either of those. Personally, my favorite is the Golden State offer. But the Charlotte offer is probably number two.
My thing with the Charlotte offer, I think you could do a little bit kind of finagling. Because, I mean, now we're the GM. How long is our GM contract? How long can I think of long-term?
Yeah, how long are we here?
You guys, you're signed for the next 5 years, whether or not
five
you...
5 years?
Okay, we got
so
time.
That's not a ton of time. All right, here's a bold call. Here's a bold move, and it's if we're looking at competing almost immediately. So the first year is going to be a down year if we do this. We call Michael, and we try to also get Tobias Harris swapped with Nick Batum.
Okay.
Similar contracts, but Nick's is expiring.
Uh-huh.
So then we'll have all of that money saved off next year. We'll have Joel, Graham, Terry, whoever we take first, and their first next year, and almost a max slot just ready to go.
Yeah, and a max slot. I mean,
so that's if we're looking to compete a year down. If we're trying to compete this year, probably Golden State, and I think we don't even use that second pick. We probably trade it.
I think it just comes down to, do you believe that Doc Rivers can get Joel Embiid to try, get in shape, and try and win basketball game?
Who has Doc Rivers had as centers in the past? The only one I can think of is DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan, and I guess...
Kevin Garnett?
Kevin Garnett. But I guess Perk was the center.
Kevin Garnett is a different attitude than Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
So, how about this? How about just wondering, who would you guys rather trade, Simmons or Embiid?
I mean, I think Embiid has a higher upside, but Ben has a higher floor.
My thing with Joel is when he plays, he's great. It's just the playing part.
It's the playing. And, like, Ben Simmons, and then also we haven't seen the best of Ben Simmons because he plays with Joel, and Joel clogs the lane. And it's hard for Ben to do his thing.
If we were to trade Joel, let's say we take the Golden State, do we take Wiseman second?
That's what you have to consider.
Probably.
But is he going to be able to?
I mean,
then so the lineup would be, I guess, Ben Simmons, Shake Milton.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield, because we're trading for him.
We're trading for, we get Buddy.
Okay.
Wiggins, Toby, and Wiseman.
We'd have Toby.
Oh, we still do have Toby.
So
where does Wiggins fit? Is Wiggins the two? I guess he's three, Toby's the four.
I think if we move off Joel, we probably don't even we don't even worry about going too big. We try and build,
we try to play small.
Well, I mean, if Ben Simmons is our point guard.
Yeah, do you guys really want to draft Wiseman and just try to replace Joel Embiid?
If Ben Simmons is our point guard.
Oh.
And we get the second overall pick. I mean, if Edwards isn't first.
I'm surrounding him with shooters.
No,
I'm getting either
we
Edwards
trade
or Ball.
The second, and in free agency we sign Trez.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Trez is a center, kind of.
He's a center in height, and that's it.
Yeah. But I mean, you can.
He's not going to have to clog the lane and dominate touches in the paint.
You can
so that kind of lets Ben Simmons do his thing.
Montrez Ben Simmons is like LeBron, Tristan Thompson in Cleveland.
What I would want is ideally a center who is not really a center.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
I'm sure we
don't
could find one.
Wiseman.
But I think with the second pick, we trade out.
Yeah.
We get their second unprotected. My issue with the two unprotected Warriors picks, I don't know how good they're going to be.
I mean, yeah, they're probably going to be bad picks.
Yeah, I think the Warriors is more of a win-now one. You get the second pick.
I think
pick
if
that
we have a 5-year deal, we probably take Golden State. If we're allowed to sit on the team for a little bit, we probably lean more Charlotte.
If I get the
but
if,
5 years,
are we
we're
the,
trying to win
are we getting
now.
The John Gruden 10-year, 100 mil.
Listen, it's an NBA franchise. You're on. They're still mad about Sam Hinkie being
we're
fired.
We're in Philly. We're in Philly. A 5-year contract is
means
two.
Nothing.
It's
yeah,
two.
Exactly.
Two. So
I think
we make
Golden
a
State.
Splash. I think we go Golden State and we try to win now.
That's what I'm thinking.
I would agree. In that situation, I would do the Golden State trade, and then I would also try to sign Spencer Dinwiddie. That would be my
If you're giving us 10 years, 5-year, like, if you're saying, like, oh, you're going to be the GM for 5 years, I might do Charlotte and then try to, like, kind of almost revive the process, but we'd give it a way different name.
Yeah.
This is the system.
I would just call it probably the
dream. Because we were 5 years as a minimum. Like, now we're, I mean, if we take the Charlotte deal, now we're like, hey, AD, LeBron's retired. Ben Simmons, or we'd have Joel in that case.
We'd have Joel, yeah.
I mean, remember the success with Boogie and AD?
That looked good for 2 weeks.
Hey, you won't be center on this team, AD. Come play power
forward. You can play guard. I don't care.
Yeah.
We
just
don't
do
have,
whatever you want
that's
to
our philosophy on our team. We don't have positions.
We don't
have
positions.
Basketball players.
Yeah, that's right.
Ugh. If I hope,
now you're talking
I hope
about
Philadelphia
my dreams
is listening. Who's their GM right now? Is it Elton Brand?
Sure. I don't really know. It's your guys now. That's all that I care.
I know they're not giving Doc any say. He's just coaching.
No.
They should give us the say. I think we could do a good job. I hope Blowfish Manages is going to keep
Blowfish
coming.
Blowfish Management.
I think given the 5-year deal of our GM, we'll take
Philly.
Golden State and we'll try to win now.
Yeah, try to win now.
I completely agree. I thought that was fun.
I had a good time.
I would love to propose more hypothetical trades as hypothetical GMs in the future.
Do we share a hypothetical office or do we get our own?
No, it's a real hypothetical office that you guys share.
I think it's a shared office, but there's a wall between that's just a giant fish tank full of blowfish.
Can there be like a door in between?
Sure. I mean,
like
we can call
in the,
we'll
in
talk,
the fish
we'll,
tank.
We'll call the guys.
Well, listen,
the tank.
You're now millionaires, hypothetically. So you can
we'll
have
just,
the
no,
office
we'll get,
restructured.
Like, the big
well.
Arch. The big arch aquarium.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
You should just do your GMing inside the Philadelphia Aquarium.
That's fine.
I could do it.
Put a basketball.
How water resistant is the new iPhone going to be?
Enough? I don't know.
If it's enough, I'll do it.
I'll get scuba certified. I'll do it in there with the fishes. Conference call. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I think we do a great job. Hopefully you send this to Philadelphia.
Yeah. I'll send them the episode right after I send it
to Philadelphia and Nick Mullins.
Yeah, right after Nick Mullins gets it.
Yeah.
So we make sure that everybody with ears hears it.
We can just trade the second pick for Nick Mullins and have him.
That's a good idea.
For
just
the
have
Eagles.
Him, just have him do
combo.
Free $100 cameos for you.
Then he's just bringing. That's profit.
Oh no, we start like helping him produce the cameos. That's money in our pocket.
That's right.
A little bit higher quality cameos.
Yeah.
More than just standing in front of Levi's Stadium talking to your nephew.
Hey, he's gonna intro this podcast one day. He will.
God, I hope so.
And he's going to listen to this episode. He's going to be like, yo, what was that whole thing that you were talking crap about me for the last 10 minutes of the podcast?
No, we love Nick Mullins.
We love
you,
Nick Mullins. We love Nick Mullins. It's all love.
Yeah. Nothing but love.
All right. I think that that was a fantastic episode, boys. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will be back soon with another episode. Bye.